This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off three Vande Bharat trains from KSR railway station today. These included Bengaluru-Belgavi Vande Bharat train, Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Amritsar and Nagpur to Pune Vande Bharat trains. Later, the Prime Minister will launch Yellow Line Metro service that connects Electronic City with Bomanhalli. Later in the afternoon, he will lay the foundation stone for the third phase of Namma Metro that will have two corridors. The Chief of Defence Staff, CDS General Anil Chauhan, today said that Operation Sindoor is a testament to the synergy and operational cohesion among the three services. Addressing the participants of the 21st Higher Defence Management Course and senior officers at the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad, General Chauhan shared strategic perspectives on integration in the armed forces and highlighted key takeaways for shaping the future roadmap of joint operations. The CDS also laid stress on the importance of comprehensive capability development, Atmanirbharta, and in-depth understanding of the transformative changes being pursued in the military to deal with the disruptive changes in the technology-driven modern warfare. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Sundays on Cycle initiative has helped turn the Fit India movement into a big movement in the country. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital. He highlighted that so far, panchayat representatives in more than 50,000 villages across the country have spread the message of Fit India by participating in the event. He pointed out that this has connected villages with the movement.
Modi ji ki Fit India movement aaj desh mein Sunday on Cycle ke roop mein ek badi movement ban chuki. आज सारे देश में 50,000 से अधिक गांव में पंचायत प्रतिनिधियों ने संडे ऑन साइकिलिंग करके देश को फिट इंडिया का संदेश दिया है और मोदी जी की फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट के साथ अपने गांव को जोड़ा है.
Delhi's Education Minister Ashish Sood flagged off the Tiranga Run from Tyagraj Stadium in the national capital this morning. Speaking to the media on the occasion, Mr. Sood stated that in celebration of the 79th Independence Day, 7,900 children participated in the run carrying the tricolour in their hands.
त्यागराज स्टेडियम से ये युवा चले हैं 7,900 युवा चलकर और मेमोरियल तक जाएंगे देश के लिए जान न्योछावर करने वालों को अपनी श्रद्धांजलि देंगे और प्रधानमंत्री जी आदरणीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी और मुख्यमंत्री रेखा गुप्ता जी के आह्वान पर दिल्ली तिरंगामय होने जा रही है आने वाले दिनों में दिल्ली की बेटियां साइकिल पर तिरंगा लेके निकलेंगी और उसके उपरांत अलग अलग स्कूलों से एक ही जगह कनॉट प्लेस में हजारों छात्र तिरंगे के नीचे इकट्ठा होंगे ये तिरंगामय होने का समय आ गया है दिल्ली.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. The IMD predicted similar conditions to continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 6 to 7 days. According to the weather agency, heavy rainfall conditions are expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh today. World Lion Day is being observed today across the globe. Gujarat is marking a major milestone in the conservation of the majestic Asiatic lion. The Barda Wildlife Sanctuary near Porbandar has emerged as a beacon of ecological restoration and community-driven progress, as Gujarat's Lion Census of 2025 records a historic 891 lions statewide. Barda leads the way in expanding habitats beyond Gir. Many European leaders have said that only an approach that combines active diplomacy, support to Ukraine and pressure on Russia can bring the war in Ukraine to an end. The statement was signed by French President Emmanuel Macron, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, Germany's Friedrich Merz, Poland's Donald Tusk, the UK's Keir Starmer, Finland's Alexander Stubb and EU President Ursula von der Leyen. The statement said that they welcome President Trump's work to stop the killing in Ukraine. And that is the end of this news bulletin.